So great to be learning together, Sharei Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. Now, we are going to be talking about a great topic, and it's dedicated by Mir Mizrahi and family. And in honor of her father's Azkara, Jamil Sasson, Jamil Ben Chasna, Hashem Tinecheo Began Eden, and Joel is actually named for him. And now it's also Joel's birthday, and it's Zach's birthday. So all of this for all dedicated by Mira and her family. And just say just a few words about Mira's father, Jamil Sasson, who was Niftar in 1978. He had high moral principles. He believed in respect, education, and pushed us, his daughters, to always do better, be better, and act according to a strong set of ethics. Our father was always committed to social justice, and his moral compass was based on Jewish law. He was an autodidact in Jewish law, taught himself, and became a beloved and respected lawyer for both the Jewish community and the Islamic Waqf. Waqf means the Islamic religious foundation, is a religious leadership, which is very, very interesting. And he did a lot of work on behalf of the Jewish community. He did a lot, especially during World War II. A very, very, very prominent person, and someone that to be very, very proud of. And it's a real honor to dedicate the shiur in his memory. We're going to be speaking about a huge debate amongst the Achronim that's never been resolved, and that is, when's the proper time to say Birkat HaLevana in Chodesh Tishrei, to wait the end to wait till Leil Kippur, or no, as soon as you can, at least 3 days or 7 days. Chutz La'aretz, Sfaradim normally wait 7 days, but in Chutz La'aretz, when it's raining, you got to worry. You can even do it from 3 days, and therefore, we a lot of times say Birkat HaLevana after the third night, because we're very worried we're going to miss it. Now, are we okay with delaying Kippur till the 10th? Well, this is a big debate. The Achronim, the Ramah says yes. The Gra says do not delay, should not delay. And Yaakov Yosef writes this is unresolved, rare. He writes there's a machlok, whether it's Minhag Yerushalayim, what is Minhag Yerushalayim? Before Kippur, right away, or no, delay till Matzei Kippur. Machloket, what Minhag Yerushalayim is, and therefore, in a rarity, Yaakov Yosef concludes, David Kemar Avid, Tavar Kemar Avid, either way is fine, which is really, really fascinating. Now, let me try to share with the advantages and disadvantages of both sides. We know in Sharei Orah that we say Birkat HaLevana after Kippur. Let's first discuss the opinion that says to do it right away. The svarat do it away as three svarot. Number one, on a practical level, you don't want to take a chance. You have an opportunity to do it. Do it. I would say this. I think everybody would agree in the army. If you're in the Israeli army, once you have a chance to do Birkat HaLevana, that's it. You just do it. Maybe even Kodesh Tishrei. That I would say is an exception. And that's one halachic reason. Second halachic reason is the rizim aktivim the mitzvah. As soon as you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, you should do the mitzvah. We learned this from Avraham Avinu, that ve'ashkem Avraham baboker. He woke up early in the morning, did the mitzvah. Supposed to do the mitzvah as soon as you can. Third is that, of course, you want to do the mitzvah before Kippur because you know you're supposed to view your person, supposed to view themselves as beinoni, as being in between, that they can go either way. They can either tilt to good or they can tilt to bad. And you try to do every mitzvah possible to tilt yourself over to the good side to get a good judgment. So if you have the opportunity to do Birkat HaLevana, why wait till after Kippur? You want to tilt yourself over to the good side. So that's those are three strong svarot to say Birkat HaLevana as soon as possible, and not wait till Matzei Kippur. What are the svarot to wait till after Kippur? So the official reason is given by the Mishnah Brura to explain the Ramah why they delay to Kippur. It's because after Kippur we're in such a good mood, we have experienced Tahara, It's a beautiful time, and therefore it makes sense for us to want to do Birkat Levana at when we feel so good right after Yom Kippur, on a high after Kippur. We know how we feel after Kippur, so that's and the pasuk the Bat Kol says after Kippur, that the Bat Kol comes down and says, "Lech l'simcha l'achmecha, go eat, enjoy your bread, you know, and you have it with simcha." Beautiful, 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 really beautiful, beautiful ideas. And okay, so that's number one. Number two, I now talk about some practical ideas. Some practical ideas also because it allows us to end Kippur later. Because by the time we hear the shofar, and by the time we pray our vid, and if you say Birkat Levana, by the time you're done with it, many years, it turns out, practically speaking, that it's going to be, you will achieve this. You will have waited the 72 minutes of Rabbeinu Tam. You know, we're not required to wait 72 minutes after Shekiah, after sunset, for Rabbeinu Tam to end Kippur, but Rav Avadja certainly encourages it. He notes that the more than 30 Rishonim agree with Rabbeinu Tam, and that the Kippur is not over till 72 minutes after Shekiah, so you certainly should try. He calls it a chumrah chashuva. It's a worthwhile chumrah that you should try to do. So that's a good svara. That's a second practical reason which you get out of it. A third reason, third point that I was just thought about, that what it does for you. You know that the Kav HaChaim, the Mekubalim say that it gives you protection, Birkat Levana. And just in case, God forbid, you didn't get a good judgment on Kippur, it's kind of like insurance, you know, that you're good. Either way, this way you have your Birkat Levana. And finally, just an explanation I saw on one of the new Sfarim. They gave an explanation. Look at, whoa, one second. We're considered to be after Kippur, Briah Chadashah, a reborn person, the Midrash Tehillim says. And look at the bracha that we're saying in Birkat Levana. Mechadesh Chodashim, so after Kippur, we're like a new person. So Birkat Levana celebrates Mechadesh Chodashim. That Hashem remakes the moon, and we can remake ourselves. We can renew ourselves, just like the moon renews itself. It's a beautiful idea. And look what we say in seven times, Chasvaradim say, Lev Tov Barah Elim, Ruach Nachon, Chadesh Rikubi, give me a new Ruach. That's what we've gotten, this new Ruach on Kippur. So appropriate to be saying this on Kippur. And also, finally, the idea is like this, you know, Kippur can't just be, oh, we poured it on once and that's it. You know, it's, oh, it's one day. That's like Paro when things are tough. Nice. Yeah, and then he returns to God. Once the pressure's off, he goes back to where he was. No, we're trying to show, we're consistent. We're keeping it up. We'll go right after Arvit, straight to Birkat Levana. We'll that's why it says both Maran and Rama that build a sukkah after Kippur. The idea is, you know, you're supposed to get into it. You know, you're supposed to do a mitzvah right away to show that you're committed. You're going to take what you gain on Kippur to gain and take it forward. So that's what we do at Shaarei Orah, and hopefully we should be a nice clear night, so we should be able to say Birkat Levana. One year it was a little precarious. We just made it. The last night to be able to say it 1 year, but Bezrat Hashem, we should be a wonderful Kippur. Hashem should give us all a good judgment for Tavshin Pei Bet, and should top it off with an excellent night, which we should be able to say Birkat Levana, beautiful Birkat Levana on Matzei Kippur. Wishing everybody a great day, great week, and Tizku Shanim Rabot, Tizku V'Tichyu V'Tarichu Yamim.